What's up, 1550? And I probably present the Rundown Love & Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I gotta ask you a question, and I mean this with the utmost sincereness. Are they for real? Because this episode, I feel like they just, look, man, we throwing shit at the wall. Whatever sticks.
You mean?
There's two scenes in Miami that just let me know to be like, listen, we don't care no more. The Claudia,
you know what? Gael, you know scene. What? I was not thinking about Miami. I was thinking of Atlanta. It's probably because I just watched Atlanta. So that's why I was like, what you mean about that? But Miami, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's two scenes. I'm like, y'all is trying my patience.
Yeah, and then the other scene is the party at the end. And they really have people that we have never seen Brooke and Marcus interact with. Why are the Hollywood twins there? Miami Tech,
right?
With the black hair, you look good, but why are you there? It doesn't make any sense. They were just like, oh, you know what's funny, though? They did the thing you have brought up. Well, and we brought up earlier about when Gael and Flo did what they did at Bobby's party, and Bobby's complaining he didn't get to have no cake. There's an incident that happens, and the party is just over. It is not kicking out the people who did make the incident.
Nope.
It's the whole party is over. All right, this is season 5, episode 19, My Messy Valentine. The secret collab is revealed. It is Safari.
And we knew this.
Yeah.
They could at least did this better. Why they didn't drop the song when they dropped this episode? Why did we drop the episode, maybe the video before the episode?
You should have. I feel like you should have lined
maybe
it up.
Maybe they thought it was going to come out that day or something.
Maybe. Amara didn't like how things ended with him after the Super Trick podcast. Both of them missed the friendship. The time
I
apart.
I do think that they were actual friends. Like, I do think they had like a friendly relationship now. Maybe that the relationship part was for TV, but I actually think they were friends in real life.
Oh, okay. They realize the time apart makes them care about each other. And she says, I'm working on music that'll be perfect for you, Safari. And the song is called Safari. And this would bother me. And he got excited, but she's like, you know, it's spelled the other way, the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, it's going to be a jungle theme. Nope, none of that. What you were talking about sounded dope. But that was not in this video.
It did. You know what? When they were saying jungle scene, it was giving
Nicki Minaj Anaconda? Huh? When Nicki Minaj in the Anaconda video?
No, but I was thinking, remember, this is going to be way left because these are like R&B pop artists, but like Waiting For Tonight, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
With all the greenery and the green. Or A. Marie Touch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Touch. Don't Be Afraid to Touch. Yeah, that's the video, right? With T.I. And it was giving that when he was describing it. It was even giving a little Destiny's Child Survivor when we was walking through the forest for y'all to just eat. But they could have still kept the sexual content of the video. Like, I just seen dirt and mud and trees. And when he was describing, I was like, okay, that could have been a little dope. That video didn't do none of that.
Yeah.
The video was ass.
Yeah,
ass.
I was like, what? So he's excited for the song. They vibe out to the instrumental. They both want to work on better communication, and they end things with a hug.
I was confusion. Was that like, we going to try to get back to being in a relationship? I was confused.
I was too, even like, and I get when you first break up with somebody, and maybe after a while, y'all sometimes still flirt, and he was like, man, I'm seeing them pictures on IG. She's like, you like that? Yeah, yeah. So I was like, what are we doing here? Anyway, this next scene, I got to have questions on. I don't know if you, maybe you have. What is your opinion on couples matching? Because when we get to this next scene we had, not only did Brooke and Marcus match, the little child also matched. And I was like, all right, are you a matching couple or just Christmas pajamas? That's it. And how hard is it?
What are we matching for? Like, okay, let me say that. I'm not a matching, I am a compliment kind of person. Like, if we're going out, you know, say we're going to a wedding or something where you got to dress up, don't be like in green and I'm in like you know, brown. What? Unless they like compliment each other. I ain't say like being green and we so in green, but like
your
let's
man
compliment
come to you
each other.
Saying like, yo, I got the Nike Tech fits. Let's go. You what color you want? All right, I'm gonna have that color. What shoes we rocking? Got some Air Max 2. Nothing. You're not doing that part. Y'all just, you know, just walking. Maybe y'all out on vacation or something. You know, want to be casual and comfortable. No. Okay. Marcus details his meeting with Ray and Safari. The not drinking part in Ray's yacht joke. Brooke, in turn, tells him about her day with the girls and meeting Eliza. And that's when they figure out, yo, that's Safari's new girl. And that's Amara's friend. And Brooke says, yo, I invited both of them to the pajama jam. What are we going to do? So we will find out.
What we going to do is take some acting classes. Because
yo, it was bad. The one who really want to act a fool is Bobby. He's like, all right. Get what's my direction? Cool.
Action.
Messy.
That's what Bobby said. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Zoe's in the gym.
One too many Tubi movies or whatever station that movie he working on going to be on.
It's got to be a Tubi exclusive. In the gym. Zoe's in the gym getting ready for performances since she is finishing up this album. She's working out with her friend, okay. Nisha.
This is going to sound so crazy because I have nothing against Zoe. Workout girl, do your thing. But do you ever, how can I say this? You know when you have a heavier person and they be like, I love the skin I am, and then you see them in the gym. Do you think that is contradictory? And I'm not saying that either. I'm just like wondering, do people think that?
No, because I think
like just said you was all perfectly content with this size and vividness. Like, now all of a sudden you in the gym. I think it's great. Go to the gym, be healthy, like whatever. But I'm just wondering, do you think people in general
I think people might. I think that's one of the reasons, not one of the reasons, but I said this about Lizzo. I think y'all talk so much about her and then she has to double down with like, I love the skin I am. Then she like, I can't even lose weight because as soon as I do, y'all gonna be like, haha, I told you were fat. And so I can see that part of it, but no, I don't think it, because I'm like, well, you couldn't love the skinny and you also could be like, well, to expand my life expectancy, I might need to slim it down a little bit, you know, blah, blah, watch this, my cholesterol high, whatever.
Yeah.
So she's working out with her friend, Nisha. She vents about the negative comments.
I was like, get it right, get it tight. Yeah. Come on, workout fits. I like it.
Especially
ain't
hot
nothing
topics.
Like a good workout. I mean, I don't know if that worked the same for men. But for me, like when I got like a workout fit, it inspires me to work out.
Okay. See, y'all could have matching workout fits. Y'all can.
We could.
Wait. Oh, wait.
I'm talking shit.
Damn it. What was it? What was I seeing? Oh, man. I can't remember what it was in reference to. I don't think it was in reference to Karen and her trainer, Verna Davis or whatever. But it was something about, like, if your girl got a trainer, who was cheating? It's not Natalie Nunn, because she is in a cheating scandal. It was somebody else who was cheating with the trainer. And they were like, yo, if she wants a male trainer, that's a red flag. And if he don't want to wear them tight pants, he already telling your girl, go deeper, push. Like, if somebody was
I've
like.
I've never had a woman trainer. But that's. I just don't ever see them. And that's like, yeah, if I go to the gym, I usually just see men trainers.
So it was Hot Topics comments got to her. She's tired of being torn down. She brings up Big D, who she felt his hit harder because it was personal due to how close they were. And she wants to smooth things out with him. Nisha encourages her to prove her haters wrong. And we learned that she's taking Big D's advice to be more versatile. Because she got some hard tracks on this thing now, and she's going to invite him to her video shoot. So we'll get more on that later. It's the world premiere of Secret Society 3, and Vivica A. Fox is there with Bobby because she's in this movie. And Estelita.
Don't know how that sound, though. Bobby Lights in a movie with Vivica Fox. It did one fall down and one came up. Like, how does this work?
That's exactly how it works.
Like, did we fall off as in Vivica, or did Bobby just get that good that he can be with Vivica? Yeah. How did this work?
Estelita, the Panamanian. Yeah, Panamanian. Yeah. A goddess has moved back to Miami due to her sugar daddy passing away. Who was this sugar daddy who had no kids, taking care of her still? Anyway, Amara ghosted her. So I'm like, maybe Amara isn't
a
good friend.
Amara, it might be you, sis. It might
I was
you.
What I was thinking. So this was happening. according to Estelita, this will end tomorrow later on. Shay was talking mess and saying Estelita is a hater, blah, blah. And Amara took those words to heart. Stop messing with Estelita.
We, you know what's wild about that? Because you don't even talk to Shay.
Yeah, so now, like, she should go back and be like, you know what? I feel I would have heard. She said some things. Was that even true about you? Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Estelita messed around with Safari years ago, and she could have warned Amara not to mess with him had they still been in communication. She wants to talk to Amara, and Bobby will set it up at Brooke's party.
First of all, how are you inviting people to my house that I didn't even invite? Does Brooke even know Estelita?
Man, Brooke ain't know nobody at this party. Shay is still trying to process not being pregnant. She wants to pamper herself, so she stops by Flo's salon. Flo talks about how fake and phony Amara is.
When have they ever talked? Have we ever seen any other scene with them?
Yo, you know what? Speaking of Atlanta, the fakest scene in Atlanta, and I'm sorry for spoiling this because I got it. It's in my notes. It's when Renny Rucci goes to, what's her girl name? Sierra Salon. And she's like, shop. Yeah, she's like, I need my hair done. She's like, cool. I'm going to do your hair, but I need you to make up with Erica Banks. And they get to talking about that, blah, blah. And then they leave. She's
like, you could have texted, called me this.
But they leave. I said, she didn't get her hair done. She's like, let's go get drinks. Yeah. I said, wait, what?
When are you going to do my hair?
All right. Flo talks about how phony Amara is, how Hot Topics antics, who wasn't even in this episode, y'all, and Claudia's involvement. Flo feels Claudia took it too far. I can't believe this came out of her mouth. She's like, yeah, I cheated, but I don't deserve that. I don't deserve you telling Claudia that I'm Hot Topic, I'm broke. So Gael said, don't worry about it, sis. I'ma check her.
Child, you wanna talk about a scene.
Somebody Lord said Gael Jesus. Looked like a frog, and now I can't unsee it. Like, God.
You said what?
Somebody said Gael looks like a frog. And I was like, oh, man. Shay,
you know, I've been trying to figure out what animal it was.
Shay is single because Favo can't respect her family. Plus, he's a cheater. Felt like that was second. Maybe we start mixing them in together. Because, boy, Bambi asking old dude, can you stop cheating on my friend? As if, like, say less, Swiss. I got you.
I'm done right now.
Gael asking about Favo because she's feeling him. She's like, why are you not talking with Fabo? He left for real because he was cheating on you. She's like, why are you asking all these questions about this man? Flo suggests, and she was like, Fabo was, what did she say? Fabo was hot, but he a cheater. In her little talking confessional, Flo suggests that Shay meets with the Mambo for a spiritual cleansing, a blessing for love and romance. I love that Gael was in the background like, it's voodoo. She put a curse on me. My life ain't been the same. I've been fucked up ever since. Don't worry about it.
Are you just a fucked up person?
All right, Zoe has a music video for a song called Look, which was a song that her and Sookie was supposed to be on, but Sookie is on Baddies East. Who else is? Oh, Spice is on Zeus, too. I said, fam, what is Love and Hip Hop paying? Mm-hmm. That Spice is on a Zeus show with Nelly Nunn and Shinsia.
Nope.
What were they judging? I forgot what I forgot what they were judging. She invites Big D out to hash things out. He liked the video. And then she breaks down how she took his words and his approach. Big D says you have to be able to take his opinion. And then she brings up him being a hypocrite. Like, yo, when I talk about sex and love, you're like, nah, you got to be Biggie. But these skinny bitches talk about sex and love, you don't say shit. And then she tells him to fix his attitude. And he not an OG, he's a dick. So this went nowhere. And I don't understand.
You know, but this is probably the first time I had to stand with Zoe, though.
Because Big D doesn't know. He got mad at her for not knowing how to take criticism. He don't take it either. He be like, no, but you got to say, I'm right. When I say
and then she didn't come at him disrespectfully or nothing. She really was like, dude.
Talk to me nice.
For real, like, I really took what you said considering because we go way back. We a little bit deeper than this. But as I thought about these things, this is what I came up with. And your delivery fucking suck. I was like, go ahead, Zoe. I ain't mad at you.
Flo takes Shay to the Mambo, and the Mambo assures Shay she only works with four elements: earth, wind,
this bitch is the Avatar.
Fire. Yep, and water. Earth, wind, fire, water. She gives Shay a spiritual cleansing because she asked Shay what she wanted, and those answers weren't good enough. Like, nah, fam. She asks the ancestors to remove all negativity from Shay's path. I guess we'll get more on that later. So, because I'm like, how do we know it worked? I mean, I know y'all gonna edit it.
On Instagram, huh? Fabo back together.
So, I guess it worked. All right. Tonight is the Pajama Jam Jam. Brooke wants people to get to know each other and hopes there will be no fights. I wrote Miami Tip with black hair. It was the first time I saw. I was like, is that her? And sure enough, Bobby brings Estelita and Amara's shocked. They play a question game. Here are some of the questions. Who cries the most? Which is fine. All right. I feel like that's a perfectly normal question. They say Princess. And Princess is like, I be crying when I'm happy. I be crying when I have sex. I be crying. She admitted that. The next question is, who has STDs? What kind of question?
When they asked, I was like, what? That is one.
Invasive?
You're nosy. and
who going to be
get
like,
out my business?
Yeah.
Who going to be like, yeah, I got the package. Who going to say that?
Yeah. And they all say Eliza, which I'm like, how am I supposed to take that? Is we being funny? What are we doing?
Then, why y'all all collectively pick Eliza, though? You know what I'm saying?
Like, unless because they're in those circles, they know. They might know a future has something. That's the only thing I could think. Who don't like each other? Nobody answers. And that's when Amara goes and get a drink because she doesn't like Estelita. Estelita follows her. They talk about the issues. Amara gets...
People really don't be liking people and don't even have conversations with them. Like, that shit is wild to me.
No need to talk. Amara gets loud over the perceived disrespect from Estelita.
Estelada. That sound like a cocktail right there.
I have two Esteladas, please. Yeah. She asked about Safari. And then what is happening here? Estelada says, Estelita. No, I'm saying Estelada. Like it is a Spanish dish. Has respect for Amara and vows to be a real bitch. This makes me laugh. This little side note of Ray J. and Marcus. So outside of this, Ray is explaining to Marcus he got big plans. He's like, yo, man, me and Safari, we're going to have a sex toy line. I'm doing vibrators. Safari going to do dildos. And Marcus like.
My man said, have you seen that thing?
Yes. So then Ray J said, so Flava Flav had the clocks. I had the champagne. Safari got cocks. We want you in on this. What you think about nipple clamps? And he was like, don't that hurt? No, they ain't the ones you hook up to the car. And I said, y'all really, and he's really trying to get him on his business plan.
All right. Something is wrong with Ray J. I'm pretty sure of it.
Bobby and Brooke are outside as well. And they both know about Eliza and Amara having something in common. Back inside, Eliza tells Amara to play her new song. And she's like, all right. So I got the song with Safari, and Bobby like, what? I had to get to the bag, and Bobby like, what?
What?
He tells her, you look like an idiot, and don't be trying to cry on my shoulder the next time he's,
Bobby was going a little too hard.
He was. Then he was like, you know why you look dumb? Because Eliza and Safari are fucking. So Eliza tells Bobby to shut up. Then she tries to explain to Amara. But before she even does that, she pours a drink on Bobby. Amara calls her out. Then Bobby comes back and pours a drink on Eliza. And then Eliza throws something at Bobby and party's over. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get.
But you got to get the hell up out of here.
I said, this is the problem with the show. Kick Eliza and Bobby out. Your scene should be Amara reacting to the news. That should be the next scene we should get here. Instead, the party is over. Everybody got to leave. And we get no resolution. Until like next week. And there's no news. I mean, other than, I could have saved it. I could have did it on both because Jocelyn was on Miami and Atlanta. Did you see Jocelyn's new t-shirt? With the coca.
No.
She has a cocaine t-shirt or a cocaine line. It's like cocaine and it says line underneath it or whatever. And Mariah Lynn has some issues with it. It's like, I don't think it's funny.
I'm sorry, what?
You ever seen this? It's like coca line. I got to try to get it right. Let me see. Jocelyn Hernandez cocaine inspired t-shirt. I said I put that in. Cocaine t-shirt. I probably should just put shirt. Okay, yeah, here we go. Jazza Hernandez devised fans with cocaine-inspired merch. Let me see if I can pick up this. Open up the messages, send you the picture so you can see this picture. Is it going to work? Yeah, it works right here. Do I hit? Oh, sorry. Here we go. All right. Jazza Hernandez knows how to sow controversy, and she's done just that with recent snaps of herself rocking cocaine-inspired merch. She shared images in one clip of her wearing a sweater that reads Coca Line, a play on cocaine in her own first name. Cocaine. Okay, I get it. As well as being references to lines of coke. She also wore matching Croc-like slip-ons. Somebody said, I love you to death, Jocelyn, but this ain't some shit to walk around and be proud of. Shaking my head, very sad. Somebody else said, putting it on a sweater with sparkles doesn't make this cute at all. I don't know why y'all hype her up to do dumb shit. So, and then Mara Lynn said, honestly, I don't find this cute. I thank God every day that my mother has 4 years clean because Lord knows what I went through as a daughter watching my mother almost self-destruct and not be here to meet my kids. Mariah Lynn has kids. I understand living in
your truth. She got like guardians or her little sister or something like that.
Yeah. I understand living in your truth, but come on now. People are dying from fentanyl overdoses and all types of shit. You can eat me up in the comments, but I don't care. I said what I said. Who's going to eat you up besides like Jocelyn? Like what fan was going to be like, man, let her do coke. Like, so yeah, that's all I had. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
As at Shell, you follow me on Instagram and follow me on the Snappy Chat at I Miss with the Z Shell.
I apologize, guys. Next time on Love and Hip Hop Miami, Trick and Trina try to work on this Hip Hop 50. Estelita speaks with MJ. Maybe they met on one of those reunions too. Then MJ asks Shay about Fabo. Brooke, this is the foolishness that we get to look forward to next week. Brooke tries to get Amara and Eliza on the same page. And they try to like FaceTime Safari. And then when Marcus tries to talk sense into Safari, he goes either full Tyrese or full R. Kelly.
He went full R. Kelly.
That's what it was. I fight for my life. Okay.
It was full R. Kelly.
So yeah. All right.
I was like, you throw the whole scene away. And I ain't even seen it yet.
That's how it felt. That is it, man. Support on Patreon. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Check out the podcast. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye.